This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Ben McDonald joins us at the top of the hour, so we'll get back into Orioles talk then. But Derrick Henry entering a contract year after the Ravens only gave him a 2-year contract last year. Very team-friendly deal. 2-year, $16 million deal, $9 million guaranteed. Of course, he earned some extra money, $2 million in incentives last year, so those incentives likely to be earned this year. Cap hit nearing $13 million, and Eric DaCosta was asked about possibly extending the 30-year-old.
Yeah, so we have a lot of different balls in the air right now. That's probably what I would say on that. You know, I'm not going to talk about what we're doing, what we're not doing behind the scenes business-wise with these guys. I don't think it's good for me to do that. But I would say that aside from the draft, as you all know, like, we're looking at guys that are still available, free agents on the street. We're looking at re-signing our own guys. You know, we're blessed to have a bunch of really good players, and we're going to try and keep as many of those guys as we can. It's a challenge. It's one of the curses, I think, of doing a pretty good job drafting is you've got all these really good players that you want to keep. Our goal is to keep every single one of them. We're working at doing that. And we'll also continue to build a roster after the draft. As you guys all know, we'll be looking at guys that haven't signed yet. We've had some success in that aspect of team building the last few years. You know, and I think we'll do that as well. And there's going to be some really good opportunities for us to fill in some holes after the draft. I think undrafted free agency is another area. We talked about Ardarius, right? And it's a guy that was an undrafted free agent just a couple of years ago, and we see what he brought to the table, you know, this year. So that's going to be a big component as well, and I'm really, really comfortable that we'll do a great job with that as well.
What was the question I asked again?
I was going to say, that took a couple U-turns.
I don't remember. I was in a lot of different directions
took a lot of liberties with that.
The actual question was Derrick
Henry.
Fair
amount of patting himself on the back there as well.
Derrick Henry's
well done.
Contract situation. And Henry is coming off a phenomenal year. No one, not even Eric DaCosta, could have dreamed about the type of season that Derrick Henry.
He could have dreamed about it.
Well, dreamed of. That's true. Okay. Well, maybe not have thought that it would come to fruition. He could have dreamed about it. Led the NFL in rushing touchdowns with 16. He ran for 1,921 yards. That is the highest rushing total for an age 30 running back or older. And you look at some advanced metrics where rushing yards over expected. 562 of his 1,900 yards, 562 rushing yards over expected. His prior 4 seasons combined, Jason?
Yes.
563. He did it in 1 year compared to 4. That being said, if you're Eric DaCosta, would you look at extending Derrick Henry?
No. I would give him more incentives. I would goose the incentives he has. I would play around with paying him for production. But this player is an established player. He's a future first ballot Hall of Famer who was on the open market. Now, you could argue, hey, he had bad timing. He was on the open market at the same time as Josh Jacobs. He was on the market at the same time as Saquon Barkley. He was on the market at the same time as Aaron Jones. He was on the market. And a lot of teams found reasons not to explore him. He had a soft market, and the Ravens were able to buy low. This just happened. This isn't the remnants of two or three seasons ago. He also plays with a freak of nature athletic quarterback, the likes of which very few exist in the history of this game or on this planet. That helps him, I think, quite a bit. And as Eric was laying out, he's got other things to do and other mouths to feed. That's unrestricted free agency, man. You just agreed to this stuff 13 months ago. Yes, you outperformed it. And if you do it again, I'm going to be willing to give you even more than that initial contract said we'd be willing to give you. But I look at this as a goose the pot situation, like a Van Noy. I don't look at this as a tear up a contract and redo it. He doesn't play on fourth down. He doesn't play on third down. He's got 3,000 carries under his belt. That's why you got him for what you got him for. And it's not like it's a pittance. So that's where I've been on it, and that's where I am on it. And frankly, my interpretation of a lot of that is he's probably a lot closer to my camp than you and Gigi, which were like, you got to tear it up and give him more money and let's add. No, you want to add years to the contract.
And I'm still
You
want to
give
that.
It more guaranteed money now. Yes. And you want to spread it across multiple future years.
I'm not saying I'm running to his house.
You're not talking about goosing it with incentives. You're talking about fundamentally altering the structure of that contract.
I still would.
And I just want to keep renting the guy, and I'm willing to rent you it a little bit more. But that's where I am.
No,
and that's where the market was.
I still would. Now, am I just tacking on a year? Maybe two. I'm not going beyond that. But I'd be willing to tack on a year, give him a little upfront signing bonus, make him happy, and you can spread it out a bit. Because, hey, how many times has EDC said every dollar counts? We have no money. We have no cap. He's got the $13 million cap hit. That's one of the biggest cap hits on the team. So you can lower
it. It's still not a bit. In this day and age, though, that's not a big cap hit. I'd rather live with the cap hit than have this guy do $15 million 2 years from now and be out of the league.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's possible, man. And look, we see running backs, when they hit 30, hit a wall. And when it goes, it can go quickly. That being said, after what I just saw this past year, I'm willing to bet on him a bit. Is he going to rush for 1,900 yards? No, I'm not expecting that. But could he get to 1,500? Yeah, I think that's very realistic this year.
But he wasn't willing to bet on himself that way, literally.
Because he had 12
and a half months ago.
Because people thought he was washed.
But okay.
But I just gave you the numbers.
So why didn't he just do a one-year deal? He just agreed to it.
I know.
He had 32 teams to talk to.
Yeah.
He gave away multiple years of control at that price point.
He did.
Why didn't he just do a one-year, $12 million deal? He obviously wanted some security. He obviously wasn't sure.
Sure.
So I'm not tearing the whole thing up. Like, I mean, this will be interesting because, of course, he would want more money. Of course, he knows that when it goes quickly for running backs. And, of course, he knows that he probably won't borrow time. He's been he's kicked Father Time's ass at that position like few people have in the modern NFL.
He's coming off arguably his best season of his career. I know he ran for 2,000 yards, but if you look at it from a yards per carry, a rushing yards over expected, the touchdowns, you consider all of that. He's coming off arguably his best year of his career.
Absolutely.
After all those.
So what are the odds he does that again a year older?
I'm not betting on that, but I'm betting on him being a Pro Bowl and upper echelon running back. I'm betting on that.
I'm betting on guys with that many carries get hurt, and when they get hurt, it's hard to come back. And
I agree.
This will be an interesting case study. I think they're in my camp. I could be totally wrong, but like, he wasn't throwing verbal bouquet after verbal bouquet. He was getting off of Derrick Henry and onto whatever side street he could jump on. He didn't want to be on King Henry Lane. I'm on Ardarius Pass. I'm over here on unrestricted free agent drive. I'm not even talking about running backs anymore. I'm on defensive back road. Like, I don't know, man.
He's got a lot of things in the air, Jason.
It's a busy time of year.
It's his favorite time of year. He said that.
Yeah, we're going to do a... We're going to branch off from this conversation tomorrow and go at it a little bit of a different way in terms of which mouth would you feed first. There's going to be a few options.
Okay, well, that's where it gets different here. I'm looking to pay Kyle Hamilton a hell of a lot sooner than I'm looking to pay Derrick Henry.
Oh, I'm not putting Kyle Hamilton in that category.
I'm looking to pay Isaiah Likely before I would pay Derrick Henry.
Kyle Van Noy, Rashad Bateman. And I'm just talking about goose and contracts.
I would do Bateman. I don't know about Van Noy. I probably would sign Henry before Van Noy.
I got no veterans on my defense. I would like to have Kyle Van Noy around here for OTAs because, like, I have, again, unless you're counting Oway, who we think's got one, you know, maybe seven toes out the door. And I don't even really count him as a veteran, not as a leader, like, not as a guy who's been through some ish and done well in the playoffs and been a part of really winning teams. How many dudes like that do they have on that defense?
That's how it's built right now. And that's why we think they're going heavy in the draft.
I would want him there.
At 4:15 this week in baseball, we're going to go around MLB. Juan Soto, he misses his buddy Aaron Judge in the lineup. That was a hell of a protection behind him. But coming up next, Ben McDonald. What did he think of Mean Dean last night? What is he expecting out of Tomo Sugano tonight? Ben will tell us on the other side.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.